was the Yain Nesach. In other words, there was wine there in this pit, kosher wine. Now two things fell in. Water fell in, and Yain Nesach fell in. So Chizkiah says like this, if the last thing to fall in, Higdilu, means it's filled up with the Yain Nesach, Osir, then it's Osir. Higdilu behetta mutter, filled up less with water, then it becomes mutter. So Rashi learns Higdilu means Hamayim v'ayayin v'yisa. It means Shanofal Yain Nesach v'soif. Higdilu is Osir. For Loya Min and Royan, I do not say the Svar of Royan. I do not look as if the wine of Heter is not there. No, the wine of Heter is there. I don't say it like it's not there. Yain Nesach mischab l'minoi v'yain Hamayim rabbeinu v'tam avatlit. So therefore, I do not say the Svar of Royan. That's called Higdilu. If the last thing to fall in was the Yain Nesach, it's Osir. So what does it mean to say then, Higdilu beheter is muta? So what does it mean? Shenofol yain heter besoif. In the case of Kvar boto yain nesach b'mayim. Shamayim rabu ola v'yoysa levadoi. Umi shevitlo legamri shuv en choyzu v'neyu. That's the case. So it's Higdilu beheter, meaning the yain of the heter fell in less. In other words, what happened was, first there was water in the pit, and now Yain Nesach fell in. So since there was only water there, so if a small amount of Yain Nesach falls in, you can't even taste it, it becomes Bota Barayt. It's B'nai Seitam. Once the Yain changed over to become Heter, now if you have new wine falling in, I do not say this wine wakes up the old wine and it becomes Yain Nesach, but no, since the wine was already bottled in the water, so it looks as if now there's only Heter here, now, if you have more yain coming in, that's when it's muta. That's chiski yisvara, that I do not say royim. If the yain nesa falls in last, it's asr. If the yain heta falls in last, meaning when the yain nesa fell in, there was only water there, so at that time the yain is bottled in the water, it's muta. That's chiskiya. But Rabbi Yechon says, no, Rabbi Yechon says, I turn over. Rabbi Yechon says, no, afilu agdilu b'yisamuta. Even if the yayin nesa falls in last. In other words, first it was yayin that tera here, and then water fell in, and now yayin nesa falls in last, also it's muta. Why? Because we say, Ryan, we look as if the yayin that tera is not there. All that's there is only the water and the yayin nesa. So the water is mevata the yayin nesa. So, let's say Chizkiah Rabbi Yechon applies to the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbanon, maybe the Yagna Machlokes, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbanon. It's not, we learn like this. So, Shel Chulin, Vishel Truma, Shenofel, Otoich Isa, that you have sourdough of Chulin and of Truma, that falls into this big dough. And Loibus, Degate Lahachmitz, Lachamitz, Loibus, Degate Lachamitz, neither of them by themselves, the portion of sourdough of Chulin, or the portion of sourdough of Truma by itself, is not enough yeast there to make this dough rise. But when it's tarful together, they came together, the two sourdoughs, the chimsu, together they made this dough rise. So it's a machlokes. Reb Lezer, Loimer, Acher, Anibo, I go after the last thing that fell in. And the last one that fell in was Truma, it remains also. V'chom Maimrim, no. Vein Shinof, Lissel, Betchila, Bein, Besoif, Ein, Oso, Ashiei, Bogdela, Hachmetz. Until there's enough by itself to make it chomets. But I call upon him, you see, according to Rebbe Lezer, there's a new svara, you go bus achron. So maybe that's Chizkiah's svara by us also, that you go bus achron, whatever fell in last, that makes it also. Must be Tisbara, is this true? I've Omer Abayi explained the machlekes, loishanu. When does Rebbe Lezer say, the loch elo shekodin is silikas isser? Only if you took out the isser of Truma. Avoloi kodin is silikas, if you did not take out as isser, the isser also, then it's also Chizkiah, then it's also. According to Rav Lezer, if the sor of Truma is still there, they hold Zevah Zegerm is also. Says so. What's that to do with Chizkiah? So Mar says no.
In other words, according to Abaya, if Yisra is still there, even though it fell in, didn't fall in left, even though what fell in left was the Heter, still it's also. According to Rav Lezer, so Chizkiah that says it dealu be Yisra mashmoni, but ended off the Yisra, is it also? Who does he go like? He doesn't go like anyone. So the kids, you can't say the machlokes chiski and the rabbon is the machlokes in Rabbi Lezer and the rabbon. So Moshe says, "Elarav, the hocha, beroyin kemiflegi." The machlokes between chiskiyah and Rabbi Yechonon is whether you say this for beroyin or not. that lechiskiya less leroin. Chizkiya says, no, I did not help from the svar of roin. Means even though water fell into the water, water fell into the wine before, and now when the yain nesach falls in, if you would say roin, we would look as if the yain is not there, only the water, and the middle would be mevatlet. Chizkiya says, no, if the yain nesach falls in less, since it's gdilu b'yisa, it remains also. I do not say roin. That's the machlokes. And the Rabbi Yechon is like Rabbi Yechon also in the svar of roin. Therefore, if the yain nesach falls in less, since there was already water fell in there, I would say the svar of roin. I look as if the yain is not there, only the water, and the water will be mevatel the yain nesach. So that's the question: is this true? When the yista the Rabbi Yechon and roin, does Rabbi Yechon hold the svar of roin for a boy mene rabasim Rabbi Yechon? He asked this for a question. Rabasim asked this question for Rabbi Yechon. He asked him a question like this: what's going to be shnei koses? You have two cups of wine. Echad shel chulun v'echad shel truma. One was chulun, regular wine that's mutter to drink, and one was truma. Now umozgon, and they added water into both wines, so there's plenty of water now. And then the irvun zeh bezeh, the truma got mixed up with the chulun. Now really, there's more water there than there is wine of truma. And they ask the question, ma, what's the locha? In other words, do we look as if the wine is not there, only the water, and the water would be mevatel the truma? And v'loy poshet lei, Rabbi Yechon did not answer the question. So mash Rabbi Yechon has a doubt. Socrates Rabbi Yechon holds roin. Samar says yes. Mi koro le poshet. At the beginning, Taki had a doubt, Rabbi Yechon. But lebsoif poshet lei, at the end, Taki was poshet, he knew it. That what did you say roin? And it's manam, you learned also like this. That Omer Rabban, Omer Rabbi Yechon. V'yam relo somsem rabasim Rabbi Yechon. Veis koises, you have two cups of wine. Echad shel chulun v'echad shel truma. Or mozgon, and they got mixed up. The mozgon, he added water into them. So now there's plenty of water in this wine. The irva, now the two wines got mixed up. Zeb is them. So it says clearly, royen es teheta kiluenai. We look as if the hetetik of wine, the chulunik of wine is not here. And all you have is just the water. The ashar mine rabbinolam mavatlan oisai. The rest of the water is like more than the yain of truma. And therefore the water, the yain amina, is mavatl the yain. So you see this, say, we say this for of rain, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that the water could be mevatel for the wine, even in such a case. All right, we'll stop here.
Yain gimla mevais, for the two dots in the middle of the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, zeha klal, this is the klal, min b'minoi b'mashu, b'shloi b'minoi b'noi sintam. By the chumra of yain nesach min b'minoi, if yain wine of nesach falls into wine of heta, even though it's a few drops, we all those things become zosa. It's min b'minoi is b'mashu. Now Rav and Shmuel the Amar Tavayu, they both say that kol yisurin shabat Torah, all the yisurim of the Torah, not only by yain nesach, by all the yisurim shabat Torah, they hold b'minon b'mashu. And they pass like the Yehudi Shita, that min demeanor is not bottle. If a piece of meat of trefus falls into 1,000 pieces of meat of kosher, since it's min demeanor, it's not bottle. The opposite, the svar is, it just becomes more. Before you had 1,000 pieces of meat, now you have 1,001. It's not called that it's bottle. Min demeanor just adds on, now you have more than you had before. So they hold kola tarakula, it's not bottle. But shalai demeanor, if a piece of meat falls into potatoes and it gets mixed up that you can't see it anymore, then b'nei sentam min b'shein amino, now it's not called you have meat, you have potatoes here. So on your question, do you still taste the meat? So that's the klal of b'nei sentam. If you have less than 60, that normally you can taste it, it's still also. If you have more than 60, normally you cannot taste it, it becomes mutter. Now the Gemara says, zeh klal, when the Mishnah says, zeh klal, so lasuya mai, lasuya kol yisur shevaterah. That's Rav Shmuel's halacha. Not only the chumra of yai nesach, but kol tarakula they hold min demino is b'mashu. That's what our Mishnah means later on. At the end, it says zehaklal that not only by yai nesach who are din b'chol tarakula. Agav Rashi passes like Rav and Shmuel, but the Meister we pass here now like we pass like Rabbi Yechonon. Now Rabbi Yechonon and Rosh Lakish Yamar Tevayel, they both say no, that kol yisurin shabbat Torah, bein b'minon, bein shle b'minon, b'noi sintam. By regular yisurin, by treifes, b'osa b'cholov, by other yisurin, even min b'minoi is also b'otol b'noi sintam. Which we hold the opposite. In midiraisa, min b'minoi is b'otol chad b'trei. If one piece of meat gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat of kosher, even though you cook them up, we hold this bottle, chad b'tshrei is bottle, because there's no tam, it's min b'minah, exact same taste, there's no taste giving over, it's just the chayfis itself, and we hold even by min b'minah, there's a din bittel, chad b'tshrei is bottle. So with the rabbanon, you have to have 60, you have to have the nice same tam, as if it would be giving off taste, even b'min b'minah. But they both say, Yechon Meshlakas both say, that Kol Yisurin is Bein Bemino and Bein Shem Bemino is Benoi Sein Tam. Chutz Mi Tevel V'Yayin Esach. The only two Chumras we have, and really Chometz also is this Chumra, the Yehud only brought down Tevel and Yayin Esach. There was Bemino and Bemashu, that Min Bemino is also Bemashu, V'Shloi Bemino and Benoi Sein Tam. If so, when our Mishnah says, Zeh Aklal, when the Mishnah says there are cloud that all over Mashma min b'mino is the Mashu, what does our Mishnah mean to say there are cloud? What does it mean to include lasuya tevel? And the Mishnah is talking about yayin esach. And according to Rabbi Yechon, when the Mishnah says there are cloud to include something else, it means even tevel.
Yeah.
And the svar is according to this, why is min b'mino a bottle? I of course the exact same thing. The answer is the Ran says because since one is Isser, and one is heter, that's the like the enaminoi. In other words, even though you have one piece of meat falling into two other pieces of meat, so really why is there then bittel? Instead of two, you have three. You can't say like the tray for meat is not here. We have three pieces. So you have to say it is considered like the isser is falling into heter. And now since you have more heter than isser, so the isser goes off it. Even though the mites, and now you have three pieces, you have more pieces, but as far as the isser and heter goes, the Isser is considered like an Eina Minoi, and the Isser gets bottled in the Heter. That's the Ran Svar, that's why we say, Davish Yesh by Matirin, something that will be mutter by itself tomorrow, so we say, today it's not bottled. Because since the Isser will have a Heter tomorrow, it's considered a little bit like Heter today. So it's like Heter today, it's a pure Min Minoi, there's nothing to be bottled. You have three pieces now, and they all look like Heter, so there's no Din Bittel. We only say Bittel Health because the Isser is like Ein Aminu of the Heter.
That's a powerful story of the Rambam.
Okay, so that's what you have. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, bring your proof. Tanya Kavos the Rabbi Shmuel, and Tanya Kavos the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shlakas. Bring your proof to both of them. Tanya Kavos the Rabbi Shmuel. It says, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah. B'mino and B'mashu. It says clearly, all Yisurin, if it's min B'mino, it's also B'mashu. It's not bottle. We just air it up. You have more than you had before. But Shaloi Deminon, B'nai Sintam, Min Vishen Aminon, then like it's bottle, you do not see it anymore. If the potatoes fall into meat and gets mixed up, then you don't see potatoes anymore. So now it's only a question if you can taste it or not. So therefore it's B'nai Sintam. Tanya will learn Kavos of the Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. It says, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Bein Deminon, Ben Shaloi Deminon, B'nai Sintam. That even Min Deminon is really bottle, Chad B'tshrei, just you have to have B'nai Sintam. Chutz, what's the only exclusion? Mitevel v'yayin esach, only these two. The word demina b'mashu, and shlo demina b'noi sentam. So bishloi ma yayin esach, I understand, mishum chumra di avoidus rechovim. I can understand yayin esach has to do with avoidus zoro. We want to be very strict about avoidus zoro. So if I understand that yayin b'yayin is also b'mashu, a special chumra v'yayin esach, I understand. Ela tevel, but tevel is the peiris that grew in Eretz Yisrael before you took off the trumas and maestras. What's so chum, what's so strict about this? This is a Ela tevel my timer. Why should there be a special aloha by tevel that min demino is not bottle? So Mora says, yes, kiheteroi kach isuroi. This svara, just like the heter of tevel, like the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, chito achas pateras asakri. There's a special heter by tevel when you want to take off truma. That means you write, you could have a whole ton full of wheat, and all you have to do is just take off one kernel. Chito achas, one kernel of wheat, could free the whole kree, the whole pile, from truma of wheat, of anything. But since you find by the heter of tevel, that a chito achas, pateras is called a kree, you see one small chito means something, is very valuable, it could free the whole kree, so tachi surah, like Taisa says, to svara, ma heterah b'mashu, kishmuel, b'yama shmuel, it's a svara that by tevel, even a mashu is choshev. Therefore, it's a svara, it's not both. Right, and now the Mishnah says,